podcast member.
All right, we'll get going.
Sony, yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the City Council. We are in our afternoon session Wednesday, March 25th. Carla, will you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman? Adams?
Here. We are very lucky today to have the regular school kids city club presentation. Can you see yourself in the big... Not yet.
We see you.
That's big fat Sam. Can we change the camera so we are on the more... Uh-oh, they're not painted. There we go. Can you zoom in?
No, they made them really nervous.
Can you zoom in on the middle? There we go. All right. Welcome to the City Council. We're really glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us. My name is Julie Diamond, and this is Sonia Straub. And we're co-sponsors for the I Have a Dream program, Oregon. And we have a group, the 10th Dreamer class in Oregon is our fourth graders at Rigler Elementary. And we have a group of, how many are we today?
Five.
There's like five today. And we're, Sonia and I started a kids city club. And what we're doing is we're learning about government and we're learning about our community. And we thought that because of the recent improvement plans for the Cully Concordia neighborhood, that would be a great place to start teaching our kids about local government. And we're very lucky to have Debbie Bischoff, the city planner, help us. And she gave us a tour of the city hall and taught us a lot about the neighborhood. So we're going to turn it over to the kids and have them fill you in about what they've been doing and what they've been learning and their ideas about improvement for the Cully Concordia neighborhood. So thank you very much.
You are very lucky to have Debbie Bischoff on your side.
We think so, too.
We think of her as the best of the best in what she does.
I couldn't agree more. She's been incredible help.
It was
with
a
our
pleasure.
Project.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything or...?
No, I think I want to turn it over to the kids, give them a chance to talk.
Right. All right. Hi.
Hi. Hello, my name is Sierra Felger. We're from Rigler Elementary School and in our Dreamer City Club. We have been learning about government and how the city works. We came to City Hall last month and met Debbie Bischoff. She gave us a tour of City Hall and we learned a lot about a lot of different things. Everyone thought it was fun. We saw the time capsule. We met Commissioner Fritz, and she let us sit in her office. We also met Nate from the mayor's office. We rode the glass elevators and looked up at the glass ceiling in the atrium. We met with Debbie in the Pettigrew room, and we saw the safe in there.
That was a big hit. Excuse me, I may add. Yeah.
We also learned about our neighborhood, looked at maps, learned what a city planner does, and learned about zoning. We filled in a survey about our neighborhood.
And Andy's going to fill us on the next part.
Hello, my name is Andy Nguyen. We have been learning about the Cully neighborhood. We took a tour of the neighborhood boundaries, looked at maps, learned about zoning, and filled out a survey about our neighborhood. When we were driving around the neighborhood, we saw many things that could be improved. We saw a lot of unpaved roads, and many roads had big potholes in them. There were trees and branches that had fallen and hadn't been cleaned up. And on many streets, there were no sidewalk and no bike lanes. We also saw a lot of graffiti and many road signs were missing or damaged.
Okay, and I think I'll move here and Vanessa, see if you want to come back.
It is hard being transportation.
This is the transportation commissioner for all those... Potholes, sidewalks, this is the guy to talk to. For shame.
For shame. I'm speechless.
Hello, my name is Vanessa Valle. We took a survey with Debbie when we came to City Hall about what we like.
Honey, put the microphone just a little closer to your face.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we like, dislike, and would like to see in our neighborhoods. We like going to school, hanging out with friends, going to the parks, and riding our bikes. But we don't like many things. There are homeless people. We don't like having no sidewalks or cracked sidewalks. We don't like streets that aren't paved, and we don't like the big potholes in the streets. We don't like seeing so much graffiti, and we don't like that the crosswalk signs are too short for people to get across safely. Also, we don't like is that there are not enough parks, and parks need improvement. There are not enough place areas. There is not enough shopping. We have to take the bus or drive very far to go shopping.
Very well done. Very well said.
Hello, my name is Brianna Worth. We talked with Debbie about what would make our neighborhood a better place to live. We would like to have better roads, more sidewalks, and more bike lanes. We would like to have homeless shelters so people had somewhere to go and didn't have to stay on the street. We would like more shops to make it easier to go get food and clothes. And we would like to have more parks and places to play and a community center in our neighborhood.
Well done, Brianna.
Hello, my name is Damian Bass. We voted on what we would like to make our neighborhood better. We decided we want to raise money for the Kelly community by running a booth at the Kelly Community Fair in May at the regular school. This fair is for everyone in the community, so people can come and meet each other and learn about regular school. We will make posters to advertise it so many people will come. Then we will run a spin art booth. Our principal will give us a spin art machine, and we will charge 50 cents for each person who wants to make a spin art picture. We will decorate booths with our own spin art so people can see what it is. We don't know yet what we will do with the money we raise. We will vote to decide how we spend the money to help our neighborhood.
Very well done. So what do you think of City Hall and city government so far? What's your favorite thing you've seen in the building so far?
The time capsule.
Time capsule.
Yeah.
And did they tell you what's in the time capsule?
Yeah, they say that there's stuff that they're going to open in the future.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-mm.
And do you have any questions for us? I understand that you're considering a career as a senator or as a mayor or commissioner. You're looking at being a senator, correct?
That's what my grandma wants me to be.
And what do you think about that idea?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good job. On the TV, it seems like it's pretty boring, though.
Former Senator Leonard, what would you say? We really appreciate you being here very much. So, do we have more?
We do. We also have Eduardo.
Oh, Eduardo, come on up. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. You can go back and sit in those seats if you want. And you're from the school, right?
Good afternoon, yes.
Good afternoon.
My name is Eduardo Ugarte, and first I'd just like to thank you guys for the opportunity to present here. I believe that we have a really strong school. The children that are behind us are a really good representation of the kids that we have at Wrigler. Christy Kunin is our principal, and she would have been here to address you guys, but she is actually on spring break. So she's asked me to represent our school. First of all, I'd like to give you an idea as to what the makeup of our school is and what we do and how we do it. Currently, we are a K-7 model. Last year, our 7th graders, now 8th graders, went to Madison, to the Madison Academy. This next coming school year, we're going to keep our 7th graders going into 8th grade. We've just acquired a portable. And the reason that those kids moved on was simply overcrowding at Wrigler. But because of the portable, they get to stay with us next year. Currently, we have 540 students. And next year, of course, the numbers will increase, given that we're getting a kindergarten grade additional class, and we keep our 7th graders. Wrigler, of course, as you now know, has the Dreamers from the I Have a Dream program. We also have a Spanish immersion program, a two-way, that includes K, 1, 2, 3, and then next year moving on to the fourth graders. I believe Riegler is a community that's rich with linguistics and different cultures. We've got quite a diverse population of students. All of these students benefit from the specialty instruction that they get, not only from their teachers during the day, but also from the SUN program in the afternoon. The population of our students, by the numbers, it breaks down to 19% Caucasian, 21% African American, 10% Asian American, 45% Hispanic, 3% American Indian, and 2% other. The boys are at 53%, and the girls are at 47%. Commissioner Fish had was complimenting Debbie, and she actually works closely with us on a program incorporating the neighborhood, the businesses, with our community. And part of the issues that are on her docket are safer school routes, bringing the eighth graders back from Madison to our school, starting up any accommodations that may be needed in the community, accessing them for families. And she, of course, is in the room and can address any other questions about that. I thank you for the opportunity to... Yes.
I was just wondering, do you know offhand the number, the percentage of free and reduced lunch?
I believe it's 87%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good work.
So I appreciate the opportunity to present to you our school, and again, just tell you that we have a strong, strong staff and great, great kids. So thank you.
Let's have another round of applause, and then we'll get a picture. So they want a picture with us.
All of us?
Let's do a quick picture with the council. Carla, Shane, come on. Debbie, come on. All right, everybody close together. Okay, we're going to look over here first. We'll look over here first. Tell us when.
1, 2, 3.
There we go. Now wave at that camera in the middle.
Hi, how are you?
And then we'll look at that camera. Yes. And then wave at Jane over here. Hi, Jane. How are you?
What is that in your hand?
This is my lunch. No, it is a flip video camera.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
for having us. There's an auditory to that, but that's why. Sure.
Are there any parents here or support people? All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good job. All right. That is a presentation that requires no further council action. We're a little ahead of schedule.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion.
Yeah.
That in light of this compelling presentation, we commit here and now to fix the problems that have been identified. And, we appoint Linda Nedokovin in charge of the oversight process. And I would say, why don't we give ourselves a week? Just
a week.
Well, it's actually interesting. We did a survey at Markham Elementary School, which is the only Title I school on the west side in my neighborhood in deep southwest Portland, and that was about 15 years ago, and we asked similar questions, and the answers were the same. And the one that I particularly remember was we asked a question, where would you like sidewalks? And the answer that came from one little girl was, wherever there aren't any. So I think it's really... that is a council policy, that we're trying to provide sidewalks and bikeways and safe streets and safe neighborhoods in every one of the 95 neighborhoods. So we're certainly aware of the challenges and working to fix them. And as the young man said, in terms of waiting to vote on how you're going to spend the money, that's part of what we're doing right now, is figuring out the council's budget and trying to prioritize. If you only have a certain amount of money, what are the things that you need to spend it on first?
If I could just add one other point, another thing that struck us about your comments which I think we want to call out and compliment you, is that we often have people come before us and they make arguments for things that just benefit them. They say, please do this because it affects just me. And we understand that. That's their right. But when people of your age come in and say, please do these things because they will benefit a whole community, that's impressive. That's impressive. And that says you're going to be wonderful citizen activists throughout your life. So thank you for that.
And thank you, Julie, and to everyone in the foundation as well. Council will be recessed for 7 minutes.